I couldn't reach the place because the security forces blocked us. So how can I go if the security forces block me? So I decided to come back because more than 100,000 people were outside. They just wanted to go with me because I said I will go marching and singing freedom for our people. So they decided to come and join, and I was going there. And at the end of the day, I couldn't reach the place, so I decided to come back to my headquarters. And they came in my headquarters. And this is the continuation of, it started on 1st of September. And after they sent me this sermon, and I was going there, and, you know, they came and do the same thing. So the objective is really to destroy what we represent. The fact that they see that the dialogue we launched is more popular compared to what they were doing.
Talking about dialogue, we understand that you and your group have been boycotting the ongoing national dialogue. Why are you boycotting?
We want to be part of the national dialogue. You remember in 2018 and in 2020, we were the one who said we need a new dialogue because there was a lack of sincerity in those dialogues. And they refuse. So we are ready for the dialogue. But we have two conditions. And those conditions are not new conditions. We are just asking the junta to fulfill its commitment. They committed that they are not going to run for office. They can't be ruling the country while being also candidates for the coming election. So we are asking them to commit and to say it clearly. So this is the number one. And the second thing is that the people who join the current ongoing dialogue, which is not really a dialogue because 90% of the people in this room comes from the former system. And they added only 10% of people coming from the other side. Dialogue means you have two parts and it should be balanced. So we are asking not the same number, but the number of those who could vote the resolutions. It should be the same number so that when we go for debate and for the resolution, at least it's something which is really balanced. Otherwise, it means that the resolutions, etc., which are already pre-cooked, will be adopted.
You have been quoted as saying that you are carrying the cross of justice in Chad. Exactly what do you mean?
Yes, because even those people who joined me and wanted to go with me to see the Attorney General, actually, this is what they are singing. Justice, equality. Justice, equality. What we want is justice and equality. Not more, but not less. Because if you want to build a nation, justice should be the backbone. It should be the root of a country. The problem of my country is that from independence today, the transfer of power was not more based on democratic way. It was more based on those who have guns and weapons, etc., etc. People ruling this country during this period of transition, they don't want to see our country move forward. So it's like a cross of justice. We are wearing it because we want to make sure that the people of Chad have the possibility tomorrow to choose their leaders.
Success, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you so much, brother.